Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Titanic. The Titanic is a book, Farewell Titanic, by Charles Pellegrino. It is also a historical site at the bottom of a very deep part of the ocean, 12,500 feet, at 2,100 fathoms, to be technical about it, south-southeast of the coast of Newfoundland. Visiting that site in 2001, I welcome the author, Charles Pellegrino, because we're looking at what Charlie and his colleagues found and observed in Titanic, and comparing that to the investigation of the sinking of Titanic. It took place April to May 1912, immediately after the survivors reached the port of New York. Charlie, a very good day to you. Thank you very much. Your dive in 2001 was framed by historical notes. The Titanic had been discovered by a team in 1986. You were diving with the very prominent and successful Canadian film director, James Cameron. It was his second dive to the Titanic. He'd first dived in the late 20th century in preparation for the movie he made, the very successful movie of the Titanic, which was a romance. So I'm starting with your expedition to Titanic. What was your mission? Why were you going down? What were you looking for in 2001? Good day to you, Charlie.
Well, in 2001, my part of it was looking at forensic archaeology, working out how the ship broke up and in precisely what sequence, what sorts of things might have quickened the sinking of the ship, and also the bioarchaeology of the Titanic, which I have been involved in since 1996, which was one of the Tulloch expeditions, and when we had first started recovering and examining these fascinating organisms, the rusticles.
So you were going down as a researcher into two parts of the Titanic that are applicable to every other sinking we discover at the bottom of the sea. How did it sink, and what happens after the sinking, after it rests on the bottom? What was the craft you dived in, made the dive in?
Right, that was the Mir 1 and Mir 2 submersibles. They both go down together. That's the way to do it, because one ship can rescue the other if there's a problem, if a submarine gets trapped down there. And those are the Russian submersibles. And the whole idea of working together with the Russians on the deep ocean and also the International Space Station, that was started by Senator Spock Matsunaga and a Russian scientist, Rald Sagdeyev. In fact, some of the equipment we left down there was named after Matsunaga and Sagdeyev. And they both thought that by working together all alone in the dark, in space and in the deep ocean, we would discover our common humanity, that the possibility of nuclear war would be decreased, that we would get back down to arms reduction and reduce the probability of blundering into a nuclear war, because we'd had a number of accidents in the late 70s and early 80s that almost blundered us into global nuclear war,
right,
by sheer chance. So
there was a utopian, you know, conversation possible in 2001. Charlie,
and especially when we're out at sea and 9/11 happened, it seemed that the last membranes of the Cold War had popped, and that we were all family out there then, and never quite imagined we'd get back into Cold War II.
Yes, but it's not finished yet. We have many adventures ahead of us. So you go down, you sail in July of 2001. You're out there in August and September, you hear about the attack. So that is that's a historical frame for this dive. Now, let us get onto the craft and begin the descent, because you've done something that is extremely unusual. The Titanic is more than 2 miles down. How long does this descent take, and what do you see on the way down, Charlie?
It takes almost 2 hours, and if you're leaving in the morning, you're going down about a quarter mile down, you start seeing the deep scattering layer. And you're descending quite slow, so you can actually see the strange fish moving upward past your viewport. Many of them a little disturbed by the boundary layer current of the descending submersible, so they flash out, they light up. And ever since I was a kid, one of the first things I was able to read as a dyslexic kid, and that just drew me right in, was William Beebe's description of the strange fish down there in the part of the ocean that is always dark. And so I was looking forward to that. I was taking notes and video and everything, moving through that deep scattering layer, which is several layers that go almost, you're still passing through the strange fish almost 2 miles down, almost to the bottom. And then when you get to the bottom, there's a whole kind of forest along the bottom of the Atlantic. People thought it was all dead down there, but there was all sorts of wildlife down there, including growing all over the hull of the Titanic.
You were descending then through layers of the ocean that have rivers in them, and you were going through those rivers and seeing the fish in those rivers. Was that part of your research to understand what's down there, or has that been documented to your satisfaction?
It was part of what I was looking at and part of what we were looking at since 1996, because some of the biology was changing there. We don't know exactly why. Possibly overfishing contributes to it, but the number of very small animals, the zooplankton, was actually swelling. The Russian researchers were seeing it. Canadian researchers were seeing it. And and it happens that the rusticles on the Titanic, which have annual rings, were recording an increase year by year of the number of nutrients reaching the deep ocean.
You're pointing to one of your discoveries. On the way down, all of these things had to be revealed, and we'll explore them. But I want to go inside the craft before we get to what's outside the craft. What is the mirror to sit in? What kind of compartment do you have? What kind of access? And what were the instruments at the time? This is not pre-digital, but early digital.
Oh, all sorts of instruments were inside the sub, even radiation detection equipment. It had been built as KGB vehicles and for looking at wrecked submarines. Sometimes the U.S. and the Russians down there with their submersibles kind of threatening each other over it in the early 80s. But it was originally just like the Alvin. It was built originally for the Navy. You're inside the 1990s, they were being used for mutual expeditions of exploration, for these joint expeditions. You're in very cramped quarters. There are three people stuck in a metal sphere, metal shell that's about 6 feet across. Not the kind of thing you want to do if you're claustrophobic. I don't have that problem. My problem is heights. I have this problem with gravity when I'm up high. But cramped, but you have a viewport, and it's beautiful out there. Absolutely amazing. I mean, I'd rather be going down personally in one of the submersibles than going out to Mars, for example.
So what you're looking at chiefly is the port. Are you in constant communication with the other craft? There are two of you. You're diving together.
Yes.
And are you in communication with the surface at the same time?
Right. We're in communication. Radio waves don't travel very well through water. So what you're communicating with is your voice is converted to sonar, to sound waves traveling through the water. If you're on the expedition ship at the surface, and if your bunk is located below the waterline, you can actually hear people talking through the hull of the ship.
These experiences are documented in a movie, The Ghosts of the Abyss, made by James Cameron. For some of these expeditions, he acquired a lot of film. The original expedition that he took in the late 20th century, the director, he used pieces of that for the movie Titanic. So Charlie's going on the second dive by James Cameron, and we're talking about what Charlie saw on the way down. We're going to get to the bottom when we come back, and then we'll speak of these mysterious items that Charlie observed called rusticles. Charles Pellegrino, he's the author of the book Farewell Titanic. We're diving with Charlie in the summer of 2001, right before the story changed about threat, until 2022 when it changed again. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.